We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi guys, it's Elisa Start, and I am totally still alive. And I was sick last week, so I stayed home from my job, what, like a rich person, and then I went to the doctor, what, like a rich person, and then the doctor said that I was just having a viral sinus thing. So I went back home, I got some more sleep, I also started obsessively watching world news coverage of the coronavirus, and so intermittently while I was ill, I watched sick people drop dead in the streets of Iran, and like the little four-person body squad roll up and just dump them into body bags. I saw the mass graves that were started in Iran. I'm really sorry, Iran. And then right after that, we fucking bombed Iraq. Like, that whole region isn't having a whole fucking hard enough time as it is. And, like, we shouldn't be saving those rocket resources. You know, every time we bomb somewhere, that's thousands of dollars we spend on bombing them. That bomb, that pilot, that plane, the gas, all that shit. It costs us thousands of dollars that they could have spent setting up more triage centers and hospitals throughout the country, but I guess Trump was like, let's bomb some shit. That'll distract people from the fact that their relatives could die any second. Okay, so I have been a little bit frustrated because it does seem like America is the dumbest kid on the playground in this situation. We are acting super, super late, and so I'm trying to socially distance myself, and when I go out, I'm covering my face, and I'm using gloves, and I am also trying to tell people, like, hey, are you having a happy plague? Are you getting ready for all the things? Have you thought about this and this and this? And people are freaking the fuck out at what I think is, like, super friendly conversation. Like, yesterday at the weed shop, I was like, hey, happy plague. And you could see people like wince. And I was like, dudes, like, you can't get freaked out at the word plague. You have to just accept it because it's already happening. You know, like, freaking out about the name of the thing isn't helping. You know, like, let's actually embrace some shit right now because it is real. And it just reminds me of the 90s and the early 2000s when I used to tell people about my childhood and they would get mad at me for filling their heads with my abuse. They would be like, I'm so angry at you because now I have to think about the fact that you were molested. And it's like, okay, but you're not going to address the fact that that means that you're like, if you don't look sexual abuse, like, in the face, if you don't look at actually what it takes for that situation to occur between an adult and a kid, then you're bound to repeat it, you know? Like, if you can't say the name, you can't get into the issue. And the way people have been reacting to my, like, oh yeah, have you been looking at news around the world? You know, other countries are a little bit ahead of us, and they're having, you know, they're only keeping their grocery stores open. And even then, they're only keeping their grocery stores open for certain hours for certain kinds of populations, you know? Like, that's a good idea. But also, it relieves all of the rest of us from having to decide whether we can pay rent or whether we can scramble to take care of ourselves and take care of the people around us by just staying inside. Like, just so, and figuring out how to do that. I also had a lot of people coming in at the weed shop who were like, oh, I think I hurt myself, or I think I'm not doing it right. I'm trying to work from home. And I realized that I have been working from home for like all 14 years that I did Snarky Card. So I have a couple of tips, because I did it wrong for a while and it fucked my body up. So I'll be sharing those with you as we go. But I just want everyone to be prepared. You know, have a couple of weeks of food and toilet paper in your house, right? Make sure that you are setting your work area up so that you can be there for a long time. Make sure that you're checking in with your friends on the phone or by text more than usual, because it's scary, but also more than usual so you don't feel the need to go outside and see them. You know, keep all this shit in mind, because honestly, at this point, it seems like anybody who's excessively socializing is putting their community at risk. And I want us to start thinking like that. I want us to start thinking of ourselves as a community and start thinking of protecting your herd. Or if not your herd, the herd. Because that's the only thing we can actually do right now to prepare, besides calling our congresspeople or rallying to see if we can get our hospitals more prepared. But that's a whole other kind of post. So we can talk about all that other kind of shit. But honestly, the other thing I want everybody to start thinking about is, I know we're all worried about Tom Hanks and his wife, but there are probably 5 celebrities which are like super okay with getting the virus and dying, and you know, and then 5 celebrities that like it would make you feel like, you know, like the end of the world if they died. So okay, so those are some lists that I want us to make, right? Lydia and I are going to start coming up with those too, so I'll read you my list tomorrow after I've given it some thought. And I will also try to record the conversation of me and Lydia discussing our lists. So, that's as light as I can get right now. I want everyone to be really careful and to work really hard to make sure that we slow this down so that our hospitals and our morgues can have time and space and resources to handle all of the bodies that are going to be thrown at them in the next couple of weeks. I don't want mass graves in Seattle. I mean, any more than there are already, because, you know, we have way more serial killers here than we have than the rest of you fuckers and the rest of the world. Like, I don't know if you know that or not, but I definitely do, because I live here and people make jokes about it all the time, because it's one of our funnier realities of Washingtonian living. I think it's also like there are a lot of pig farms around here too. Not around here, not in Capitol Hill, Seattle, but you know, like in the pig areas, which is good, because actually Lydia and I have this whole like rebuilding idea, which includes us getting some farm animals of our own. But I do have to move in with her, which might mean that she's gonna murder my cats. I don't know if she actually wants to do the murdering, but she definitely doesn't want me to bring my cats. So it'll be a whole thing. Anyway, we'll get into it later. But in the meantime, and as of right now, I am doing well, and all of the people in my circle are doing well. And I hope that, except for my Aunt Linda, which I hope all of us think positive thoughts for Aunt Linda. And I will talk to you guys later. Happy plague, everyone. I hope we all survive together.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.